and the war. Okay? Ready? Were you involved in any way during the Second World War, Molly, in any particular community action or involvement?
Yes. I helped a, and Mrs. Tarnopovich with the war bonds sales.
How do you spell that?
T-A-R-N-A-P-O-V-I-T-C.
Right.
And she was working for with the Pittsburgh war bond effort, and I was one of those that really helped her at this time too. And the war bond. And let me say that when we talk about bonds, U.S. bonds, I cannot miss the opportunity of talking about Israel bonds.
Sure.
And not because I am, this is not an effort to sell bonds, but to say what my part in it
yes,
was.
We'd like to know about that, yeah.
When the state was an actuality, it became a state in 48, and in 1950, Ben-Gurion came to this country, called together the outstanding industrialists and philanthropists to New York, and one of them was Charles Rosenblum of the city of Pittsburgh. When Charles Rosenblum came back from the meeting, he called me, and he said, Molly, I am going to start a board of governors for State of Israel bonds for Pittsburgh. And I'd like you to start a women's committee. Please feel free to use my office, which I did. I called in Myrtle Fisher, Edith Fuss, I really can't remember all the names. Mrs. Abe Dunn, my sister Ruth, Mrs. A.M. Carlin, and Anne Lowenthal, Mrs. Alex Lowenthal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Alex Lowenthal was going to be very instrumental himself in organizing, helping Charlie organize the men's division.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt that Anne had a great deal to offer. And I think I called in Sarah Munter too, Mrs. Sidney Munter too. At this organizational meeting, I was not in a position to buy bonds heavily. And I felt that we ought to have a name where someone could buy. If you're going to sell, you have to first sell yourself. And I thought I didn't need to be sold. I'm already sold. And at this time, we felt the women had a great contribution to make, that they could empty out all their little sugar bowl savings and others and buy bonds. At first, that you could buy a $50 bond. And so we in our group immediately asked Anne Lowenthal, Mrs. Alice Lowenthal, to be our chairman. But out of that group, I think that we had leaders who came out of that group who helped a great deal to launch it and to put it on its feet. And it was not an easy task to sell the first bonds. I remember selling one man a bond, and he said, I'll buy it because you're my friend and you're asking me to, but I expect that this will be just as I make a contribution to the United Jewish Federation, and I'm making another contribution to Israel. And with that, just to get rid of me, this man in 5 or 6 years was to be the first person, I think perhaps in the country, to sell a bank $500,000 worth of bonds.
Are you still involved? Are you still selling bonds? And
yes.
Active?
To this day, I still sell bonds, and do what I can in an auxiliary capacity, an emeritus. I serve as a life trustee of the Council of Jewish Women Board, and of course, as a past president, I'm on the Pittsburgh Chapter Board. I'm not actively involved in anything but help in whatever capacity I'm called upon to help. Wherever my experience and services, I am right now doing a reevaluation of for the conference of Jewish Pittsburgh Conference of Jewish Women's Organizations, both for policy and bylaws.
Oh,
right.
Did you get that?
Right in the process of it now.
Reevaluation of the process for the Pittsburgh Conference. A couple more short questions. Your religious observances, I believe they have been conservative. Is that right?
Throughout.
Mm-hmm. And you've been a member of
Beth Shalom for, I can pinpoint it, 43 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the children, have they maintained conservative leanings also?
The Zions family and the Halperin mm-hmm. family in Pittsburgh are also members of Beth Shalom. And my daughter Grace and my son Jim Link are members of they helped to create the new Reform Temple in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Could you offer us some sort of a contrast, Molly, today about Pittsburgh today, just an overview with how you feel it was yesterday? Socially, culturally, environmentally, your overall general feeling about the city today?
I would say that Pittsburgh has all the organizations and then some that I think perhaps they're not, all of them have a function.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been a follower of Dr. Ludwig Bernstein's statements that there should be minimum standards and no duplication of effort of organizations.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't follow that sisterhoods fall into that category because they all work within the framework of their own synagogues. But other organizations, there are things to be done, and I think that Pittsburgh has come a long way in. I'm a long way from the days of the food baskets.
A long days from the settlement.
Settlement and food baskets. Although I think that the settlement that is now the Jewish Community Center serves a great need mm-hmm. and for the community, so that the Jewish children and senior citizens and others have a tie. Although I think that today the settlement really was outmoded, because I think every synagogue has clubs and activities that are apart from services that fills that need of community feeling and absorption of their own interests.
How do you feel about Pittsburgh's Jewish life then today, and of course you probably answered this really, its place in the general community. How do you feel we stand today?
I'm very pleased to know, and I've made this observation for myself, that I think that the Jewish people have come back to religious attendance more than they did when I was growing up. That there is a great deal of a greater identity of an independence of being identified as a Jew. I remember the days when the Jews would tend to hide their identity and were a little ashamed of being Jewish. I think that the Jews today are more proud of their identity. I deplore the fact that there's so much intermarriage.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you accept it?
one doesn't have a choice. I think that we have a lot. I think young parents today have a tremendous challenge in making sure that they continue the tradition of 2,000 years. Yeah. And not let it drop with them.
Yeah.
Responsibility is on young parents today.
How do you feel, I'm going to close this interview then, with your successes and your failures and your, or your, let's forget failures, your accomplishments.
I'm sure I had a few failures.
But your accomplishments and your success, both personally and as well as this active member of the Pittsburgh and Jewish community.
All right. So
the question was,
so I'll pay Marge a half an hour.
Thank
less.
You. How do you?
Are we back on?
Yes. How do you? Could you comment on your accomplishments, your successes or failures, and or over the years, both as an individual and as a member of the community, and as a very active member of the Jewish community?
To sum up, I'd say that if I was a being me. If I was a young person today, I would do exactly as I did, because I'm the type of person I am. And it has, and I've always felt that it has enriched me. And I felt if there was anything I could do to improve the life of somebody else, I one time saw a motto on the wall of the Sidney Teller's office that said, "Let someone be better because you have lived." And I hope I have fulfilled that.
Certainly sounds to me like you have, Roy. Have you had much of an interest in the congregation, in the synagogue? Have you been very active?
Unfortunately, my time and energies have always been on a citywide basis, on a general basis. For instance, I couldn't give the personal service that I would have wanted to give either to the sisterhood or to the Montefiore Hospital, because I was always most active and my time and energy is consumed in this overall citywide activities, which just didn't permit, and raising a young family to do the detailed work that I, now we always supported financially, we always gave it our great interest, and I always said to them, while I am doing your job for you, I thank you for doing my job for me in your area.
That's great. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that we have not covered?
I don't think that I have anything else.
Where do we have a piece of paper?
I think I've covered all of it.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Okay. Well, let me close this.
We didn't get how many grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Total.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have 9 grandchildren. One I acquired by marriage, so now it's 10. Micha. Mm-hmm. And I have one great-grandson, Ariel Raz, of Hetzeva, Israel.
Who has dual citizenship.
Yes, he has dual. He was born in Israel, he has dual citizenship.
Okay.